96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. What is the state of black women in America? Are they healthy, wealthy, and wise? Can they have it all for themselves and their community? Well, those are just some of the issues to be addressed this week at the Black Women's Roundtable Summit titled Women of Power, Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. My guests are Melanie Campbell, convener of the Black Women's Roundtable and president and CEO of the National Council Coalition, that is, on Black Civic Participation. Also, Dr. Avis Jones-DeWeaver, president of she's a senior policy advisor for the Black Women's Roundtable, and Sheila Tyson. She is a member of the Birmingham, Alabama City Council. If you want to talk about this issue, if you have comments, if you have questions, lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Before I even ask how they're doing, there is a bit of news, Ms. Campbell, that you want to share with us in reference to the nominee for Attorney General. What's happening tomorrow?
Well, Loretta Lynch, you know, who's voted out of the committee in the Senate to be the next Attorney General of the United States, has been waiting since December to be confirmed. We just found out yesterday that she's not going to be confirmed this week, that they're going to wait till after Easter. And it is unconscionable why they're doing that. A lot of it has to do with partisan politics. And so we're going to go by the Black Women's Roundtable and faith leaders and other women leaders and civil rights leaders, women, are going to go to Senator Mitch McConnell's office in the morning and try to meet with him to urge him. He has the power to take that vote tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for them not to have her nomination go to the floor.
It's an interesting situation and really appropriate for this conversation. She is arguably one of the highest profile black women in America right now, as it relates to, you know, the news cycle, for
right.
example.
Yes.
You know, she is the one that everyone has their eyes focused on. And so with that, outside of, you know, Ms. Lynch, Avis, how are black women doing? You are compiling a report, State of Black Women 2015. Good or bad, high or low, where are they?
We have both our successes and we have our challenges still. And I'm so excited because we're going to be releasing this report tomorrow as part of the Black Women's Roundtable Summit. But what I love about this particular report and what I think it's special about is that not only do we provide the data that specifically tells us how black women are doing around the economy, how we're doing around health, how we're doing around exposure to violence and a variety of other things, we also have contributors like the councilwoman that's here with us tonight, who's able to tell us really what's going on in the states, in the communities with women at the grassroots level. So we not only have that sort of 50,000 foot view that we get from looking at statistics, we have the very nuanced and real information from women all across the country who are in their voices telling us what's happening in their neighborhoods.
And it's interesting to have Councilmember Tyson here, because if you look at, for example, what's happening in D.C. D.C. has another female mayor. Baltimore, another female mayor. You are in Birmingham. I spent 2 years in Alabama. From your perspective, are the same kinds of challenges for black female politicians the same everywhere, or is it different in the South?
You know, it's a great disrespect for women in politics, but it's a greater disrespect for black women. You know, we are highly looked over and disrespected. You know, I don't know majority of the women that gets in, that manage to get in a seat and get elected to a seat, like in a mayor position, the city is so tore up by the time they get to it. You want them to pull a rabbit out of a hat when you would let a man sit there for maybe 16 years and only a minimum of 2% progress. Mm-hmm. But a woman would sit in that seat for 2 years and you think she's supposed to wave a wand and just fix all the problems where the men has tore up for all these years.
Do you get more support from your black male colleagues than perhaps other members on the council, white women, white men, or is it pretty much the same?
Well, you know, Birmingham City Council, without bashing my colleagues, I feel like we only have two black women, and that's me and LaShonda Scales, Counselor Scales, and I feel like we are not respected. Mm-hmm. And I have told them that before. I feel like a lot of pot shots are being taken. Just the way you address me as Sheila, and we have two white women
instead
on the council.
Instead of your title.
Right, they address them as counselors. And just the things that we have to work extra hard for, it seemed like it's just spread it out, laid out. For it's a man's club, you know.
I want to talk more about that as well as some other issues, and I want to drill down a little more on this report as well as the event. Lots to talk about as it relates to Black Women 2015. I don't want to steal your thunder, Avis, but I want you to tell me what's going on with this report, how they're doing. If you, the listener, have a comment or a question about this issue, how are Black women doing in 2015, give us a call. Hey, look, I'd like to hear how you are doing. If you're a Black woman participating in this conversation, I'd like to hear how you're doing. What's good? What's bad? 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. What is the state of Black women in America? We are talking about that issue ahead of the Black Women's Roundtable Summit. Starts tomorrow here in Washington, D.C., titled Women of Power, Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. My guests are Melanie Campbell, convener of the Black Women's Roundtable and president and CEO of the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation, Dr. Avis Jones-DeWeaver. She is president of Insight Unlimited and senior policy advisor for the Black Women's Roundtable, and Sheila Tyson. She is a city council member from Birmingham, Alabama. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. And quickly, for those of you that are interested in perhaps participating in the Black Women's Roundtable, the Women of Power, Health, Wealthy, Wise National Summit, it is tomorrow, March 26th through the 28th. There's information online at ncbcp.org. That's NC as in cat, B, C as in cat, P.org. And of course, I'll be posting that information on WHUR.com at the end of the program. Let me go to the phone lines. Marshall calling from Northeast DC. Thanks for calling, Marshall. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to congratulate my beautiful Ebony sisters for persevering and getting into these positions. I mean, being elected to these positions. But now I would just like to say, yes, as one of the colleagues or one of our women of great stature said, that men have done a great degrading situation once they get to hold a power stick. But this hasn't been totally black men, because black men haven't been holding that power stick long. What we need to do right now, whomever holds a power stick of an ebony flavor should unite black men and black women, because set together we stand, divided we shall fall.
Well, Marshall, thank you so much for your comments. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your passion. Let me go to Donna real quick. Donna calling from Upper Marlboro. So, Donna, here's my question, and this is going to be the question for all women that call in tonight. How are you doing? Oh, did we lose her? I think we may have lost Donna. Donna, please give me a call back. Let me grab Kimberly calling from Southeast. Kimberly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Here's my question to you and all women that call into the program tonight. How are you doing? Scale of 1 to 10, body, mind, and spirit. What would you say?
I would say about an 8.
An 8. Okay. So what's your comment or question?
Well, my comment is, I guess it's really as far as just black women as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we have a lot of issues that we need to address,
mm-hmm,
that are, you know, dealing with the mind, body, and the spirit. As far as, I don't know, because I just kind of listened. I heard the number, and I wanted to call in, but I'm really not sure what I'm supposed to say.
Well, you're supposed to say whatever is on your, certainly what's on your heart. Then that's why I asked, you know, what are you doing? How are you doing as far as your career? How are you doing as far as family? How do you think your community is faring? What about your own personal goals, your family goals? And that's when I say body, mind, and spirit. You know, how do you see your particular world? And I'll ask very briefly Melanie to comment on that. When women are not quite certain where they are, what does that say to you?
Well, first of all, part of what we try to do is really focus on with the Black Women's Roundtable is like finding the solutions and knowing that, you know, that we need to focus on how we can be healthy, wealthy, and wise together, and that in many cases we can listen to all of the bad statistics. We are really trying to focus on the asset-based model, if you will, about looking at those statistics and figuring out what we can do about it as women, as a community. Because when women fare well, when black women fare well, our families fare well.
Mm-hmm. Well said. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Michelle and Donna in Upper Marlboro as well. Thank you so much for calling. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If you are on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Coming up, of course, more conversation about the state of black women in America